Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just moments ago, Notre Dame wrapped up the blue-gold game. The blue team, and I think it was Al Washington was the head coach. I don't even pay attention. Knocks off the Dylan McCullough-coached gold team 28-21. Pretty interesting game. Tons of talk about some standouts and all that good stuff. We'll be breaking it down with Tim Hyde. Yeah, Tim, I'll just throw it to you to start. What was the standout thing for you today? No injuries that we know about right now, so that's definitely good news. But what's on your takeaway list right now?
Yeah, the final limping of Greathouse on that last play is not good. But
I didn't see that.
Yeah, the little completion that Angeli locked the game up. He was limping pretty bad, so we'll go from there. No, just to get into it is man, I was bummed. The pass from Carr to KK Smith is right in his hands. I'm like thinking, hey, it's blue and gold game. Let's go down, score a touchdown, go for two. I was hoping for something dramatic like that at the end, but the ball went through his hand, as football is. But no, I got a bunch of notes here. It was fun. I had a lot of fun watching the ball game. As a coach, those guys are going to be throwing stuff against the wall because there's a lot of cleanup around, especially the offensive line. But you know. My little blurb on that is don't read too much into it because it's five guys, all backup starters. You know what I mean? Some of it, you could instantly see communication things on some of the twist, but if it's a backup guard or a backup tackle, that's the next guy in. So they got to clean up a few of those things. But a few standouts at the top of my head is, holy moly, Jason Onye. I've always been like, skeptical on him a little bit, like waiting. You know me, always talking about year three where it's year four, and holy cow, does he look like a different dude. So hats off to him. I thought he played his butt off. Aeneas Williams.
Yeah, I mean,
we could talk about 45 kids today, but I just love the way that him and Payne, I wrote down in my notes, you can win football games with those guys.
Yep.
They are physical as high hell. So
100%.
Really impressed with them. Who else did I write down? Botello looks like a different dude. Just looks like a different guy than the past years. But once again, as you and I have talked on our shows, is man, it's the second year for him. Really 2.5 years now in that same role. He looked really comfortable. Quarterbacks, we'll spend 6 months talking about them, but it was just a fun day. I was really excited. It was just nice to watch some really good Notre Dame football. A lot of young guys, man, really, really stood out. So how about Luke Talich, the walk-on the scholarship with a pick and a
fumble? And a fumble recovery, yeah.
Fumble recovery. So let's just jump into a few other topics, whatever you got. But I think the kicker, you know, a lot of positives. The one is just the O-line, man. That was the one scary issue, and that's just being brutally honest.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Mike, I got a sticky note right here. I wrote, looks tired. I think four practices this week they had, and it looked like it. It's just tired legs.
Yeah.
Four practices. So I'm not reading too much into it, but that's a unit that, they just got to keep working together because that game one's going to be a barn burner. Those guys got to be ready.
You know I love some good analogies, Tim, and like an offensive line, like this well-oiled machine. So, you know, it's like a car. You know, you pick different. You put some good parts in a car, and maybe some not so good. You know, it might not run the best. So that's kind of how I feel about the offensive line. It's a mismatch, offensive line. you know, going against some guys who are just pinning their heads back and just going after it. So I'm not really concerned about offensive line. For me, Tim, and we will do like our show this upcoming Wednesday, we will go back and really dive into a bunch of different stuff. Tim will have probably watched the game a few times by Wednesday night. And I was thinking, Tim, we could even do like a five, like your five things you were watching going into the game. We could do like a revisit those five topics. But I think on your initial watch of the spring game, it's really just about like who flashed. Mm-hmm. So these are the guys for me. And I'm just going through my own notes. Jeremiah Love, I thought, looked fantastic. Was just balling early on. Let me pull up his numbers here for folks watching on YouTube. Jeremiah Love. Okay, 7 rushes for 36 yards and a touchdown. 5 receptions, 41 yards. When Steve was checking down, checking down to Jeremiah Love is a good decision. I know you like to kind of get on Steve for checking down, but we throw it to Jeremiah Love. That's a good.
Yeah, I mean, my 12 seconds just off of that is he's going to be deadly just catching little dumps in the flat. He is seriously. He's just going to be lights out. He looked like he was just going through the motions a few times, just enjoying the spring game. But when the adrenaline's going 1,000 miles an hour, man, Mike, he's going to crush some teams if you allow him to catch the ball in the flat.
Yeah, folks, please hit the thumbs up on this video if you're watching on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel if you are new here. Please, please, please do that. If you're watching live with us, watching back, really appreciate you guys if you're listening via podcast. Thank you for making us a part of your day as well. Again, we're live literally moments after the game ended. Loved Aeneas Williams. And Jabron Payne had the fumble loss, but he looked super shifty, great vision. He kind of is a forgotten man when it comes to this running back room, because you have J.D. Price and Jeremiah Love, and we all love freshmen. So it's Aeneas Williams and Kedron Young. Young was out today. J.D. Price was out today. You even saw Devin Ford. I don't know if that would be something that, you know, he could play some running back in a pinch this year. I don't know. But, you know, we saw him play safety, and then Nickel, he was lined up over the slots a lot, and then, you know, played for the gold team at running back late in the game. But Payne, I thought, was a good performer on the day, Tim. I'm curious for your thoughts. Did you see Jack Larson flash not only as a pass catcher with 4 receptions for 41 yards, Tim? Did you see him blocking on that touchdown run of one of Love's touchdown? I think it was Jeremiah Love's touchdown run. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if this is it, Tim. Give me a second here.
No, that's fine. Real quick on Payne, I wrote the same thing. Just physical. Physical
point. No, that's Raritan. That was Raritan out there. Raritan, but
there's one with Larson. I actually wrote Larson down as just, you expected him to play a ton being a freshman and some of the injuries, but he doesn't, my little thing, he doesn't look like some of the Notre Dame tight ends because they're all tall, but
yeah.
That H-back guy. You talked about that when he committed a couple of years ago. Yeah. That wing hip type guy. I think he's going to be really good there as he develops.
Yeah, I really liked what I saw from Larson. Big kid too. Again, not the tallest. I think if he's 6'5", he might be a 5-star tight end. But I wrote down one note, saw him blocking junior Tui Halamaka 1v1 and just completely stonewalled Tui Halamaka. Yeah, I wrote down Anye split a double team and had a sack on Angeli. I liked Raritan, and I even thought Deion Colsey had a nice game. Angeli was targeting him a bunch early. Wrote that down. I'm going to dive into the quarterbacks here specifically. I thought Kingston was fantastic. Really, no surprise there. I wrote down, welcome back, Kahanu Kia.
Tim. Man, that's right here on my notes,
too. Over the place with 12 tackles for Kahanu Kia, Tim.
He literally right here on my defense was Zinter. That Preston Zinter really just played his butt off, man. And then Kia, every time I'm like, who? It's like, I had my blue and gold, my latest issue out, going through the roster. And he was outstanding. I thought he played really, really hard for being on a Mormon mission for 2 years. So that kid brought it today. So congrats to him. I thought he played his heart out. And like I said, Zinter, He's another one I wrote, just really stepped up. You know, and it's a spring game and he's out there having fun, getting more reps than probably normal, but it shows constant development, working. These are those, you know, excuse me, those Viper, Will, hybrid type guys that Notre Dame has bodies definitely to keep working.
Yeah, and was trying to think what team. Drake Bowen, 7 tackles. Bowen just seemed to be everywhere, Tim. Drake Bowen looked good, 7 stops there. Including a pass breakup and half a TFL. You know, Luke Talik, you mentioned, had the pick, yep. 5 stops. Jalen Sneed credited with – excuse me, I was looking at that wrong. So Bowen had the 4 solos, and then it was Sneed who had 7 tackles, 2 of them solo, pass breakup and half a TFL. I'll have to watch back spring game. I don't remember. I remember seeing Sneed, but not – having solid. High 7 tackles.
Osberry early, you could see his athleticism. You know, obviously they just played a, you know, your standard 4-3, but no, a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff from the main guys, and you saw some of this depth really step up. Heinisch looked nice. Right, I mean, Bryce Young is just going to be like, dude, what's that guy going to look like in 2 years?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, what is he going to look like as a junior? It's like, it's going to be unbelievable. But very impressed. I'll tell you what, Jagasaw, that is going to be one I go back. Him and Oben, dude, they had some wars out
there. Yeah, so okay.
Really, really physical one-on-one football. Those guys were looking, you know, like it was a preseason game trying to make the final roster cut. They were going toe-to-toe. Oben beat him a few. Jagasaw kicked his butt a lot more than I expected, I'll be honest with you. I thought he played really, really well on the edges. So that was really nice to see. But, the real nice split. Oben had one on a little twist they had. But those were just a few issues going from there. I did have Polsey down. I thought he beat it. I mean, there's a guy, once again, he's kind of lost in the shuffle. He's going into his senior year. And especially when you had, Mike, I mean, what is it, 5-6 receivers expecting to play come August, weren't even there today. Yeah. So I thought Coolsey really competed and played hard.
Yep, continuing on it. And just a quick programming notes. Goolsby show Monday night. And I think we're going to do a show Sunday night. I haven't asked Horka, but I want to do a show with Horka Sunday night. Kind of get his thoughts, maybe throw Sobel on there. I thought Sobel did a really nice job on our Wednesday show. And then Tim and I will be live, of course, for our Wednesday night show, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then On3, if you follow the On3 YouTube channel, which if you're a college football fan, outside of just following Notre Dame, you're just a college football junkie, the On3 YouTube channel is definitely something you're going to watch. J.D. Pickell does a lot of content for that. We're going to have JD on a video about 10 minutes or so. He'll give his thoughts on the game. I believe we're going to record that video Monday. So a ton coming up here on our Blue and Gold YouTube channel. Tim, just looking back through my notes. Sevilano. The kind of like a bowling ball type running back, you know, Tim, that smaller but stocky guy. How about if like a Kyron Williams is like a bowling ball, which Aeneas Williams, I mean, we talked about how similar those guys look.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's very similar. But like if what would you call Sean Sevilano then? Like a
For the old guys that have been around the block like me. Jerry Ball. If anyone remembers old Jerry Ball, he was an all-pro nose guard in the 80s, Mike. All-American shot putter, like one of the greatest shot putters ever out of SMU. This is during the Eric Dickerson days. And then Jerry Ball got drafted, was just your old school 3-4, take on 6 double teams and make all-pro. That's Sean Sevilano. Every time I see him, dude, he's a fridge. I mean,
yeah.
He has, like, no shape, and he's just going to plug the living hell out of an A-gap. That's another guy. You know, I always talk 3 years. I'm a big 3-year guy, but just linemen, let these guys develop. Get some reps, develop. He is going to be
a
freaking tank. Him, and then you got Dixon coming in 25. You got these A-gap plug-in nose guards that are just going to just hold the point of attack and let those backers run around like crazy.
Yeah, YouTube chat's talking about the quarterbacks. We're going to get there in just a moment. Kind of a a player who I thought looked like he belonged was KK Smith. I mean, he got targeted a good bit, 7 targets, 3 receptions, 54 yards, had the long of 38. I mean, for Tim, for some of these guys, it's our first exposure to them really in a while. KK Smith.
Injured.
Yeah, injured last year. We haven't really seen him since his senior year of high school. So I really liked KK Smith. I mean, it's Tim, it's a deep receiver room, but it's unproven. That's what I've said every single year, I feel like, about the Notre Dame receiver room. But this year feels different. Like, well, not like you're counting on Tobias Merriweather this year. You know, like,
all your you have so
many guys here. We didn't even see Bo Collins today, right? He's not practicing with Notre Dame in the spring. He's still a Clemson student. Jordan Faison. Just, you know, it was dominating the roster. Jaden Thomas out. So it's just like
Cam Williams.
Cam Williams was out with, I believe.
And then you still got Saldate, who's a true freshman. Harrison out. I think that's 6, right? If I could add, but that's a truckload of dudes. And then Gilbert, the true freshman, who, you know, you're gonna talk to Tyler and Jack when you have them on. You guys do, I mean, those two guys have been raving about him all spring, and he obviously hit his butt off today. But there's one, the CJ car from the left hash to the far side on the right. It was one of them. It was incomplete, but absolutely beautiful pass. KK Smith. It's like, he's going to be kicking himself. He should have caught that, as he knows, on that outside fade. But he showed he definitely could play. There's so many guys out there to where, as they just keep developing, talking about these young guys, because they obviously do have some older dudes, you know, that's why Freeman brought in all these older receivers to get out there and get them on and get them playing. Why Smith, Gilbert, Williams, you know, obviously, and KK, you know, keep getting reps. But yeah, that's a heck of a catch right there. That's Micah Bell, which, by the way, so I had to rewind that. I'm like, what the heck happened? I don't know what he used to. Micah Bell's fast as could be, and he's sitting there, looked like he was playing squat cover 2 corner, and then realized, oh crap, I got to fade. So he reacted pretty slow on that, but that was a nice catch. 2 touchdowns for Gilbert, right? Because CJ
2 Carr connected with them. We'll find that one. Hold on, give me a second.
That's fine.
Carr connected with him as well, and that was with 5 minutes and 21 seconds left. So Carr, look.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's context here. I mean, who is this corner? 26?
Oh, yeah.
36? I don't know. I mean, he just ran right by him. There's context. But, I mean, Micah Gilbert looks fantastic, and that was the review on him all spring.
I was going to say, was it Minchie to was it KK Smith we hit? One of the worst illegal picks in the history of football. I can't believe the refs didn't throw it. They got a walk-on corner as he comes in motion. They slam it. I think it's Cam Williams runs into this poor walk-on. It's such a blatant offensive PI. But oh well, it's spring game. Let it happen. Context can say on some of these with some of these guys. But
my one other note was I was a little disappointed that we just didn't see more Chris Mitchell. And then we did. And talking about some of these receivers just kind of running right by, you know, some of these poor walk-ons and whatnot, but. I lose Isaiah Dunn. Mitchell just kind of left them in the dust. So that was the game winner from like 70 yards.
Yeah, the corner fell down. That's never good when you're out there by yourself. You see him on the ground. But but the game got exciting. It must have been I'm curious to, you know, talk to Goolsby because it looked like a wind tunnel in that first half. So just windy, just all their shirts and whatnot. And then for some reason, offense started to wake up and do a few good things, but it was a fun game. It's one, you know, you don't want to overanalyze and look at, if anything, that's why it's like, for me, look at the players, look at some of the individual performances. That's why I was like ecstatic watching, you know, Obin and Jagasaw go toe to toe. And then Traore and Sullivan after had a good little workout going out there. That was fun to see as well. But overall, you know, a lot of really good, impressive performances. The O-line is just one that's got to just, what, you know, I think they know who their five are. Just, man, thousand reps. Those guys aren't allowed to go away for anywhere in the summer. Those five just hang out everywhere together and just, as they're passing the hamburgers left and right, just tossing them off, passing the ketchup. Everything's working on twist and communication. But we'll see what happens as those guys get working.
Just a few updates. Marcus Freeman's talking to the media right now. Freeman said Jadarian Price did not play in the game today because he tweaked his hamstring earlier in the week. I actually reported that at blueandgold.com a couple days ago. Freeman says the injury happened in a late practice kick return rep earlier this week. Quote from Freeman, shame on me. I take the blame on that. Freeman said Notre Dame is going to bring somebody in at punter after Bryce McPherson's exit. So I think that our read on there'll probably be a Ivy League transfer walk-on guy or something like that who wants to play a season at Notre Dame. Cam Williams out today with a hamstring injury. The new facility got announced today. We talked about that in our Wednesday show. Freeman said, we've outgrown the Goog. That was the biggest thing. We have to create a bigger building. Freeman said on the quarterbacks, I was really pleased with, I saw a lot of good. So let's go into that next because we haven't really talked about the quarterbacks. The final numbers, you had Steve Angeli, 17 of 25, 228 yards, two touchdowns, 68% completion percentage. Solid. I think it was just fine day for Steve. Stats get padded a little bit with that Chris Mitchell touchdown what was the Chris Mitchell 62 yards. So yeah. And then Carr, let's see, between the two teams, he was 15 of 23 for, was that 165 yards and a touchdown. Minchie, 12 of 19, 123 yards, touchdown and a pick. And Minchie also ran six times for 40 yards and a touchdown. So let's just go to Steve first, Tim. I think what I said about him on our Wednesday show, actually, you know what, Tim? No, I'm not going to be able to play it. What I said on our Wednesday show was like, your mind is already made up on Steve Angeli. No one went into this blue gold game thinking, I don't know, man, with a great game today, Steve might make me a believer. No, you already had your opinion on Steve. I don't think he did anything to change it here or there. I think it was fine from Steve. Pretty much what you would expect. Nothing too crazy. You in agreement with me, Tim?
Yeah, I was. I thought he was very average early on, and then as he got going, he looked really sluggish early. Missed some just off some of his throws. That's why, you know, once again, it's his fourth practice this week. And I'm not making excuses or anything like that. Just like spring game. I think, you know, I'll also say this, Mike, but with him, and this is something, you know, that should definitely be said, is he's in the red jersey. He's the number two quarterback. I mean, he's the number two quarterback going in. The fact that Freeman put him in a red showed he's our number two. Riley Leonard's obviously 1-2. We don't want Angeli to get hurt. If someone's close to him, blow a whistle. They're going to let the two other guys run around and scramble, and that's what happened. So I think Angeli's going to be the number two going in. We know what we're going to get from him. I thought he looked the same today as he did in the Sun Bowl, so to speak. In a high efficient guy, he could do some reads. One sack, he held the ball forever, but that's just being technical. He looked like he stared at a guy, and then the twist got him late. But he's going to be a junior. It's his third spring, as we talked about on Wednesday. He's the number two quarterback going into this 2024 season. And I don't think that's a question.
Yeah. Carr. Actually, we'll go to Minchie. We'll end with Carr. Sure. I thought Minchie flashed at times. He was definitely the most up and down running the ball. Tim, we saw Minchie, what, five games during his senior year of high school?
Yeah, you're right.
Other than that, we saw him in garbage time last year, and then just some practice footage. We haven't really seen any Kenny Minchie. So this is our first extended look at Minchie in quite some time. I thought he threw with some velocity. The ball fires out of his hands. He could make some nice throws. He could be inaccurate. But running the ball, Tim, I think he's listed 6 pounds heavier than Angeli right now.
Oh, wow. He looks small. I thought he looked small for a reason.
I think he's listed 6'2", 209. Hold on, give me a second. What numbers? He's 8, right? Yeah, 6'2", 209. Carr is listed at 6'3", 206. Steve, 6'2", 203. And then Leonard, 6'4", 217. So Leonard is like clearly the biggest. The other three are kind of the same, you know, give or take a half inch and a few pounds. So, yeah. So I liked it overall. I thought he showed some flashes. But running the ball, I didn't know that he like had that in him. Like he was like, okay, like he's a true dual threat guy. Not he's not like a quarterback who can run. He to me, he looked like a dual threat guy.
Oh, he's like, yeah, and I saw that on his high school film on some of the rollouts and some of the boots that he did in high school. You could see the dude could run. You could, you know, he's very athletic, moving, getting out there. And no, I mean, he was solid. He definitely looks like a guy you could run zone read with, and then. The touchdown was just a quarterback sweep into the boundary, which, by the way, everyone, when you go back and watch it, just watch Jackasaw. I don't know who he blocked, Mike. He literally buried somebody in the end zone at the end of the play, which was nice to see. That's a great run by Kenny. But his scramble, you know, him being able to move and get out of a few things was really nice to see. Jackasaw just killed somebody right there. Poor guy.
Number 19, whoever that is on defense.
I don't want to know because the guy gets eaten alive right there. But yeah, Minchie can scramble.
Marty Auer, walk on senior. Oh, really? That's too bad. Marty Auer, walk on senior. That's from Illinois. It's
funny. Marty, remember you talked about Marty a bunch last year. But yeah, Marty, that's a good play right there. Thank God he didn't blow somebody's knee out getting hit like that. But Minchie, it's funny, you know, on the interception, he should have had a pick six. There's one he threw in the flat that I think it was Minnick should have picked it off. That was a pick six throw he had. I kept going back to Guduli when he calls him a gunslinger, meaning he throws it sometimes where you don't want him to throw it. And I think we saw that. I think everything Gino has said about Minchie, we saw today. Very athletic, could make some throws, could run, but he's going to scare the hell out of you. I mean, seriously. I mean, there's things he did today, sidearm throwing across his body. It's like, dude, if you're ever in a football game at Notre Dame, please don't do some of that stuff because it's frightening. But he's going to learn. He's a redshirt freshman. He's going to learn. Like we said last year, he had the shoulder surgery when he came to Notre Dame. He really didn't get fully healthy until the last part of the season. So. But he is athletic. He can sling it. As Coach Guduli said, he has no fear. And you just saw that in some of the throws he had, you know. And he's an athletic quarterback. So very interested to see how this whole – we'll get into this way down the road because we love to talk about quarterbacks. But he's definitely got some tools that you could see as he develops could definitely be a heck of a playmaker down the road.
All right, and let's move to talking about Carr, who I think is probably the story. It's like the top headline of the day. He did not look like a true freshman. He did not at all. Like, he did not look like, oh, you know, oh, he's a kid who's supposed to be, going to prom or whatever. But, like, he just did not look like it. He looked very, very comfortable. Him throwing on the run, I thought he looked really good. Just a command of the offense. Like, just looked super, super comfortable, Tim. What'd you make of CJ Carr?
Yeah, I'm gonna bite my tongue a lot because I don't want to get too excited, Mike. But everything we've read, anything you've heard, 1,002% is true on CJ Carr. He is... I've been saying he's the best quarterback. When he committed and when if he officially signed, I said he's the best quarterback to sign at ND since Jimmy Clausen. man, the dude could play. The dude could play. His decision, you know, Jason Garrett talked about that today. Gets the ball one, two. I mean, sometimes it's one step and he already knows where he's going because of the pre-snap. Now, once again, it's a spring game. I don't want to cause 1,000 points of ruckus and stuff like that. Overanalyze. Yeah. He's a hell of a quarterback.
Yeah.
That dude knows how to play quarterback. Mike, every single pass was a spiral. Mm-hmm. There's wobbly passes from the other two. Every single thing he did today was on a spiral. Whether it's a 5-yarder, like I said, the incompletion to K.K. Smith was on a dime from the far hash. My man.
Yeah.
He's impressive. To be a true freshman, there hasn't been a true freshman like him since Clawson. And that's just – I think if we're all being honest, especially guys that have watched a lot of Notre Dame football, will say that as well.
Yeah, Mike Singer and Tim Hyde here live on the Blue and Gold YouTube channel. Thank you for everyone tuning in. Please hit the thumbs up on this video. Subscribe to our channel for more content. If you are new here, we do this a ton. These kind of live shows, Tim and I live Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have Mike Goolsby, former Notre Dame captain and linebacker, Monday nights. Haven't nailed down the time with Goolsby, probably 7 or 8 Eastern time. Might have a show Sunday night as well with a couple of the Blue and Gold beat writers who do recruiting shows on Friday afternoons with myself and Kyle Kelly. So if you're new here, please stay a while. With the quarterback and really this spring game in general, Tim, for me, it's more about just like.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to. Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just picking up on different things. Like, you can't really be like, well, so-and-so didn't play great in crunch time. And like, you know, you got to throw some of that crap out. It's really just about, like, let's just look at some individual performances. And, like, yeah. Not even stats. I don't really care about stats in a spring game. Like, yeah, Carr had a couple nice touchdowns. Yeah, and, you know, who are you throwing them against, some of these? Like, yeah, Chris Mitchell, 62-yard touchdown. Okay, yeah, he had a double move on a walk-on. Like, so there's the context. But the thing that you see with Carr, again, I go back to that word comfortable. Just look calm, cool, and collected. Like, all those things. As a freshman, like, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself either, Tim. But if I just feel like if you were in a situation where you had to play him this fall, I wouldn't think that's a disaster. Like he just seems beyond his years. And I think part of that is because like he just seems to know the game so well. And he's been here since December. You know, he had the bowl practices, going through spring ball. He just seems more ready to play as a true freshman at the quarterback position than you usually see. What do you think?
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, if he had to play, once again, I think all these four quarterbacks, if any of them had to go into a game and they're the starter for a game, you could easily build a game plan around all their strengths and what they can do. Whether it's Minkie, Angeli, CJ Carr, without a doubt, and go out there and have success. See, CJ Carr just, man, he just, I'll be honest with you, Mike, I've been more impressed with him than I was in high school. You know, and I mean, there was even questions in high school. You're like, okay, you know, we won't get in the ratings and all that, but you could say, okay, you know, I could see other guys here or there, whatnot, you know, CJ's this, is he that strong, so to speak? I'm telling you, man. I mean, you just go to some of the highlights, even going back to the bowl prep where there were some of the highlights of him just throwing. The dude throws one of the most beautiful footballs. It's just so nice the way it comes off his wrist. Someone talked about throwing off his back foot. He did that a few times because of the pass protection. There was the one where he almost threw the interception to Christian Gray where he's off his foot because the blocking, oh my God, it was a true, I think, was that the Ty Chan one? There's one by Ty Chan who gets devoured. The pressure's out there, and obviously some of those guys won't be blocking for him, but he's impressive. I'm trying not to say too much by saying just a few things. He's very impressive.
Yeah.
I said 2 weeks ago he's going to start 2025. I'm going to stick with that. I just really believe he is the best quarterback of the three besides Riley Leonard.
When it comes to throwing. When you look at the three, they all have like just so like I think a lot to be excited about.
Yes.
I think Angeli just is, I mean, at the least, is just like a solid game manager. Like, you know, if you throw out Angeli, you're gonna have a comfortable quarterback outing.
You're gonna play action. You're gonna do some. I mean, it's basically going back to the Sun Bowl. Some play action, some rollouts, spread a few things out, hammer the run here and there, and then you know the throws Angeli can make. He's very accurate with the things he could do. His crossing, some of the crossing routes today were solid,
like 2005 West Coast quarterback. Like, that's what I see from Angeli. He's just a very solid quarterback. Minchie, makes you nervous as hell, but so exciting. I mean, good size, moves really well. See him doing some crazy stuff in the pocket. No. Yes. Yeah. That kind of deal. Yeah. Throws a good ball. I'm not a huge fan of his release, but it's I would say it's still fairly quick. And the ball pops like that first incompletion he threw. I think it was his first pass incompletion.
One
bad throw, but I was like, oh my god, that really traveled. Like, that ball had some zip on it. So I think there's like a boom or bust factor with Minchie, and then Carr seems to have like both. Like, he's both of what we just talked about, Angeli, kind of that solid comfortableness to him, but also that flash that Minchie has. It seems like Carr might have like the best of both worlds. And again, folks, we really don't want to be, you know, too over dramatic here, but we're just kind of, you know, just giving you some pointers here, Tim.
And that's the thing with, you know, with Minchie, if, you know, going back to if he had to play, you know darn well they're going to be a spread QB run, let him roll out, you know, hit some of the passes, you know, that he could throw. There's definitely a game plan that you could run with Kenny Minchie. He is very athletic. His ability just to scramble a few times. There's one time where he just stared at a guy. It wasn't there. He just tucked it. I think that was his first scramble or maybe his second. He just takes off and goes and gets 20 yards. So, very skillful that way. But, and then, you know, we haven't even said this much. We've talked about the receivers, but the amount of bodies that, you know, they weren't even in this thing. So Mike Denbrock is going to have, as long as they all stay healthy, knock on wood, all that good stuff we say. But there's a lot of offensive weapons once this thing gets together. And I think that's a small storyline coming out of spring is, sure, they had 15 practices, 30 days together of film and stuff like that. But I truly feel like come August, man, they're going to be scrambling. I feel like 100 miles an hour trying to get so many guys caught up to get ready for A&M. It's going to be a fast-paced camp for these offensive guys because there's a lot of dudes that were not in this thing to get ready for A&M. So they were around. They're at practices learning. Riley doing his air throws and all that good stuff. Bo Collins at every practice, you know, all those things. But it just feels like there's going to be, hey, guys, there's sense of urgency. We got to get ready for College Station. But he's got bodies. And at the end of the day, Mike, just throw 12 swings to Jeremiah Love. throw swings, and we're going to hit on a few of them, correct? That dude, seriously, he's going to tear people up, man. Yeah. Just little dink and dunks.
Yeah, Jay Carr says, looks like the media wasn't BSing about Carr in practice. Skeptical, but I see it now.
Yes.
He got high praises certainly delivered on it in the blue gold game. Jay Carr also says, no Sam Hartman today. Yeah, I guess I was wrong on that. And they didn't show Riley a ton. I put an over-under on the message board about 45.5 over-unders on the amount of time they either show Hartman or talk about Hartman or show Leonard.
That's a great one because we talked about that Wednesday night over under with Hartman and
didn't show he was or he at least wasn't there that we know about.
That would have been still had he been there. we all would have owed you dinner. That would have been the best, though, had he just showed up, right? Just heck, he's an alum, right? He's a Notre Dame alum. He didn't go to the alumni.
Gosh. Yeah, Goolsby was that legacy weekend. Could you imagine if Hartman was there? If Goolsby and Hartman would have got a picture together and Goolsby would have tweeted it out, the internet would have broken.
Yeah, Mike needs to reach out to Hunter Biven next year when he's setting this up. And if Carr's coming, Goolsby has to go to next year.
Hartman, yeah.
But defensive line, it was not. I mean, nice to see Cross and Mills. Mills had one bull rush on it. I don't even know. I have him written down on some. He looked unbelievable. Like we already talked about Young. I thought the Vipers they're going to be better than last year. I mean, last year were just like very average, so-so. They all got a different energy to them. Traore, I mean, there's a couple of plays, you know, Goolsby always talks about he's a one-armer with Fosse, that long arm, and Traore really, Bubakar looked like he had that today on a couple of big stiff arms, which was nice. But who else stood out? Shuler missed a few things, a couple of whiffs. The one touchdown, I think it was in Jelly to Raritan. It was a robber coverage showing too high and the boundary safe pops into the hole. He was way too slow on that Raritan one. But, whiffed on one tackle. I think that was Love, but a lot of people are going to do that. And other than that, it was nice. I'm definitely going to go back and rewatch it because I really want to hone in on Jagasaw. The left guard, all the guys sitting here chit-chatting with us, man. It is up for grabs. I'm going to be honest with you. I was not impressed with Coogan, with Rocco. The fact that Rocco practiced, I think, is something a lot of people did not expect. And he practiced all spring coming off that MCL. So, but that left guard battle is going to be up for grabs. Craig's going to be the center. Billy's the right guard. Billy had a great, he pancaked Kingston. Did you guys see that on Kingston did a run pop and Billy just flat backed him and says, "Welcome to Notre Dame." It's always nice when a 5-star freshman gets a little just, welcome to reality. So that was a Shroff on one. But the left guard is going to be a war in camp. I think that thing's wide open.
I see in our YouTube chat, a lot of people are like comments like this. How long before Goolsby? Like, is Goolsby not a big Carr fan? Like, where have I been? I don't know if he with his stuff with the Always Irish guy, like if they're
unless it's just more Minchy, but that's gonna be you guys will have a fun conversation Monday.
Yeah, Monday nights, Mike Goolsby show right here on our Blue and Gold YouTube channel, 7 or 8 PM Eastern time, not sure which one yet, but we will have that. Tomorrow night might be live as well, like I mentioned earlier. We'll have a video Monday afternoon with JD Pickell of On 3. We'll have some recruiting updates Tuesday on our Blue and Gold YouTube channel. Tim and I will be live Wednesday night to go through more of a Blue Gold game breakdown. So a huge crowd with us tonight. Very appreciative. Kind of this initial reaction. If you're like a super Notre Dame junkie, you'll be back with us Wednesday night, 8 PM Eastern time, as we'll go through that blue gold game with a magnifying glass. Tim will break it all down after rewatching the game. What, 6-7 times, Tim? You'll have watched it by then.
Yeah, definitely a couple. And that's it's very. I saw something like that in the chat. Very vanilla, without a doubt. There was sometimes it looked like whatever Angeli did, Minchy did the same thing, but to the left, opposite the right. You know what I mean? It looked like a lot of the same plays were being called, which is fine. It's a spring game. It's on TV. Everyone knows A&M and the whole country is going to watch it. So a lot of very easy plays. There's no game plan in. You could, even when Minchy or Carr kept it, there's no scheme into who's got the quarterback and things of that nature. So very vanilla. Thought the defense brought it a few more times. Yeah. They're like, hey, we're gonna blitz your butt on a couple of those. I thought that was fun. But, as we wrap up and things of that nature, is I said this on Wednesday, was not a lot of big storylines. I felt like what we expected, we kind of saw. I talked months ago, I expect a dip in the O-line because you're losing Alton Fisher. I think we're going to see that. I really do. I think Jagasaw's got, oh my God, so much potential. But he's a redshirt freshman. He's a redshirt freshman. And Baker's going to be a question mark. It just is. I was very impressed real quick with Wagner. Really like some of the stuff I saw with Wagner today. Just big, big difference compared to last year. So, you know, I think he's going to play a lot in games this year. I'm going to be surprised if they had some little rotations at right tackle in some of these games to get him reps. And then I could definitely see Emil Wagner being a two-year starter the next 2 years. And another young guy, real freshman, one quick guy was Absher. He looked like me a couple times trying to kick step. But I'm telling you, man, you see potential. That dude is going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
Seriously. There are some plays today of pass blocking that he looks like a big-time NFL football player. And then there's a couple where he puts his head down. He doesn't lock his arms out. But he's a redshirt, a redshirt freshman. So very excited about him down the road is the last one. Any other comments, gripes, complaints, anything in there?
I'll save that for after we're done recording here. I'll give you all my complaints about the things you said today. Just kidding.
Anything in the chat room that you've noticed?
No. Nope.
Getting 45 minutes, so.
We're going to sign off there. I got a bunch of work to do here. So we'll have, again, folks, ton of more content on our Blue and Gold YouTube channel, as well as blueandgold.com. And our offer for our YouTube and podcast audience is just $1 for 2 months. So $1 comes out of your pocket and you get 2 months of premium access at blueandgold.com. So that's all of the recruiting content, all of the premium articles. Tim's on there commenting and God knows how many threads talking Notre Dame football.
Love it.
And you get it all just for $1 for 2 months. So if you like the YouTube content here, you'll definitely love blueandgold.com. So I urge you to head over to the website, use this special offer for new subscribers, $1 for 2 months. Hit that thumbs up on the button on the way out if you have not done so yet. Folks, really appreciate you tuning in to this post-game show of the Blue Gold game. Blue team 28, gold team 21. Steve Angeli for Heisman signing off. Thank you, everyone, for watching. See you next time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.